Good evening, listeners. You're listening to Good News Community Radio, 93.6 FM. I am John Kurian from Kerala, India. Tonight, we are going to open the Word to Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, this is a verse in the New Testament that talks about the importance of prayer. We know that prayer is the lifeline of a Christian. We cannot survive without prayer. In prayer, we have communion with God. And there are many passages in the Bible that talks in detail about the need and the effectiveness of prayer and the fact that God answers prayer. Now, we are going to look at some aspects of prayer. What is prayer? What do we do when we pray? Now, in verse 6, we read that we need to make our requests known to God in prayer. So, that is the first aspect that I would like to dwell upon. In prayer, you are making your requests known to God. Now, that brings a very important question before us. Why should we make our needs known to God? God already knows our needs. And what is the need for us to make our requests known to God? In Matthew chapter 6, the Lord Jesus in verse 8 and also in verse 32 said, "Your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things." So the Lord Jesus clearly taught that our heavenly Father already knows all our needs. Then what is the need for us to make our needs known to God? Well, that sounds like a very logical question. But there is an answer to that question. We make our requests known to God not because God doesn't know our needs. He knows everything. But when we make our requests known to God, we are not giving God a new piece of information. Prayer is declaring our allegiance to God and our dependence on God. In prayer, we are declaring our relationship with our Heavenly Father. As a child would present all his requests before his Father, we have the great privilege of presenting our needs before our God, not because he doesn't know it, but because we want to declare our relationship with him and our allegiance to him. Also, prayer is an expression of our dependence on God. When we pray, we are telling God, "Oh God, without you, we can do nothing. We need your help. We are totally cast upon you. You are everything to us." I am sure God's heart would rejoice hearing his children say that. When we say that we are his children and that we love him and we look to him and depend on him totally, that would definitely gladden the heart of God. So in prayer, we are not informing God something new, but we are just declaring our relationship with God and our dependence on him. Now, how do we make our requests known to God? In our day-to-day life, when we are faced with various life situations, we should immediately bring that matter before God. That is prayer. Prayer is not just something that we do at fixed timings during the day, just one in the morning and one in the evening. No. Well, it is good to have fixed timings for prayer, but prayer is more than that. It is bringing all our matters before God. It is making our request known to God. It is talking to God about every little thing in our life. That is a practice that we need to develop. Now, I would like to show you a very good example of this from the book of Nehemiah. We know of the building work of Nehemiah. Nehemiah and his friends, they were building the walls of Jerusalem. And they had to face the anger and the wrath of their enemies as they were doing this. Now, look at how Nehemiah handled those situations when he was confronted with his enemies, with their discouraging words and their threatening words. In Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse 3, we read of an enemy of Nehemiah despising him. Now listen to this. Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, "Even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall." Here, Nehemiah and his friends are building the wall of Jerusalem. Then Tobiah the Ammonite, who is opposed to this work of God, speaks words of despising. He says, "Even if a fox goes up on your wall, it will break down." Our natural response when we hear such things is to argue and make our point that even if an elephant walks over our wall, it will not fall down. That's our natural response. But that is not what Nehemiah did. Look at verse 4. When he heard his enemy despising him, he said, "Hear, O our God, for we are despised." See here, Nehemiah does not go to give an answer to what his enemy said. He is just presenting that matter before God. He lifts his head up to God and says, "O God, hear, for we are despised." That's a very good example. When we are faced with the words of despising from our enemies, instead of going after them, trying to answer them, and trying to escalate the trouble, it is good to look up to God and say, "O God, you have heard what the enemy has said. Please handle it for me." Now, as you continue to read chapter 4, we read again of the wiles of their enemies. In verse 8, we read, "They conspired, all of them, together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it." The enemies of Nehemiah planned to come together as a team and to fight against him and the building of the wall. What did Nehemiah do? Look at verse 9 of chapter 4. "Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto God." When he heard that his enemies were going to come and hinder the work that they were doing, instead of going after the enemies or trying to answer back them, he looks to God and he says, "O God, please help us." So we read here that Nehemiah prayed unto God when he heard what was happening. Now, as the story continues, in chapter 5 and verse 19, Nehemiah again calls upon the name of God. Now, there the context is, Nehemiah is talking about the good things that he had done for the people of Israel in need. And then he says in verse 19, "Think upon me, my God, for good, according to all that I have done for this people." Actually, Nehemiah could have been taking money and things from the people, being their governor. And he says, previous governors have all done that. But here he says, "I did not do that because I feared God." And he says, "O God, please remember the good things I have done for these people." There again, he appeals to God. He makes this matter known to God. Now, in chapter 6 of the book of Nehemiah, we read in verse 9, again the enemy at work. "For they all made us afraid, saying, their hands shall be weakened from the work, that it be not done. Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands." Now in verse 9, the enemy is again plotting. to frighten Nehemiah and his people. In fact, it says they all made us afraid. Now, from this verse, it appears that even Nehemiah was a bit afraid, or he was frightened. But then what did he do? He says, O God, strengthen my hands. Probably Nehemiah was had become a little weak, or that he had felt that fear in his heart. And what did he do? He cried unto God and said, O God, strengthen my hands. Now, someone has said that we Christians, all of us, do have fears. It will not be right if we say that we have absolutely no fear. We all have fears. But then, courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is fear that has said its prayers. It is not the absence of fear. We all have fear as human beings. But then how do we gain courage? In the midst of fear, we look up to God and we seek His strength, and that is courage. So fear plus prayer is courage. What a great truth that is. We as human beings, we tend to be afraid in various situations of life. I think even Nehemiah was a bit afraid here. But what did he do? He made his matter known to God. What a great privilege it is for us to bring everything to God in prayer. We carry unnecessary burdens on our back because we do not pray. And when we pray, what happens? As we read in Philippians 4, the peace of God will guard our hearts. All our problems may not be solved all on a sudden, but the peace of God will rule and guard our hearts. Guard as the army men guard their fortress. The peace of God will guard our hearts, and we can stand unmoved, unafraid, in the midst of problems, when we keep presenting our needs to God at every point in our life. May that be the experience of every one of us, and God bless you all.